So, Richard, in the workbook, you have something listed you call the Ten Commandments, which are, as I understand, a tool to help me identify what is good and what is not good in a business. Can you explain the Ten Commandments?
The Ten Commandments are a series of what I believe to be bulletproof points related to what constitutes a good business. What has to be in place, the 10 things that you absolutely have to have in place, or at least be able to identify and measure for any business you consider purchasing. It's critical that you go through all 10 in the analysis of any particular business. But to give you an example, you know, one of them, our commandment number 4 is, you know, fall in love with the profit, not the product. Okay, and this is so important. You know, people go look at businesses, they meet with the seller, they leave there, and they start, their mind starts spinning, and they start coming up with all these wonderful things that they're going to be able to do with the business, and all these changes they're going to make, and the product is this, and it's great, and it does all these wonderful things, whatever. Well, you know what? If you can't make money in the business, okay, the product is going to lose its luster real quickly. I have yet to be able to pay my mortgage with the product I was selling. The bank always wants money, okay? Conversely, if you have a product that's bland, boring, unsexy, but it provides you with a very good living and a very nice lifestyle, and you're proud of that product and you're building a business and creating value, then you know what? You're going to love that product. So again, falling in love with the profit, not the product. Now, that does not say for a second that you can't care what you sell, that you should sell something that you're not proud of, or anything of that nature. What we're trying to explain to people here is that the profit of the business is very, very important part of the equation when it comes to analyzing the business, and the product itself cannot cloud your view of the profit. Okay, does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense. Maybe give me just one other example of the Ten Commandments.
Okay, sure. I'm happy to give you a couple because I think it's very important. One of the things that we were just talking about before we talked about the commandments was related to the 4 points you want to ask the seller. You know, do I like him? Do I trust him? Do I like the business? And can I see myself running it? Well, our commandment number 8 is the 3 personal things that every business must possess, which is number 1, you must be able to explain it in simple terms to others. If the business is too complicated for you to explain to somebody else, chances are it's too complicated for you to operate it. The second point of that, which is you must be able to explain it with great enthusiasm. If you can't talk about your business with great enthusiasm, you're never going to be able to grow that business. You've heard it, I'm sure, time and time again that you have to be passionate about what you do. Well, that plays to that point. You have to be able to explain it with great enthusiasm. And it must be a business that makes you very proud. So even if you're selling this, you know, the bland, boring, unsexy product, you have to be very proud of what you've been able to do with the business, what the business does. You know, it employs people. It supports families. I've been able to grow the business. I've added value. I've provided a greater and a better lifestyle for my family. I've been able to make more money. I've been able to spend more time with my family. I mean, those are all wonderful parts of the business that make you very, very proud, and you have to always feel proud, you know, that level of pride in the business. So that's our 8th commandment.
So Richard, is there another commandment you'd particularly like to talk to us about here?
Yes, there is actually. But let me talk to you about one that's very important related to the valuation of the business. The number 1 commandment is pay for the past, consider the present, and buy it for the future, which is you're going to base the valuation of the business on the past financial data that you're going to have access to. You're going to consider the present, which means you're going to look upon the industry and the business and the competition and the customers and the suppliers and the plans that are in place based upon where the business is today, but you're buying it for the future. And the future meaning that you're able to see a direct line between your skills and the business. It's a good, solid business, and it that can become great with you as the owner.
Good. So these commandments that you've laid out for us in the workbook are really, as I'm understanding it, very, very important tools for us to use when we're assessing different potential acquisitions. I've heard you emphasize that this is a critical piece in the process for you.
Absolutely. It's fundamental. I mean, we've looked at a number of pieces in the puzzle. This is a fundamental piece of the puzzle, and that's why they're called the Ten Commandments.
Now,